Hello, everyone, and welcome to my third podcast. I'm actually really having a great time doing these, and I hope that you are getting some great information from me. Again, my name is Jackie Kunkel, and this podcast, I would like to touch on some information that I gave you in my last podcast. I had touched on information that you would really need when you're delivering a quilt to your long arm quilter during my last podcast. I talked about quilting, the various types of quilting, and also types of thread and things, but I would like to elaborate a little bit on quilting designs, because this is very important when you bring your quilt to your long arm quilter to let them know what you expect to see on your quilt. After all, this is something that you have worked on for a long time, weeks, probably months, sometimes years on your quilt top, and you've put a lot of effort into it, and you really need to translate what you want to your long arm quilter. Well, some of the things that I like to find out from my customers when they bring me a quilt top are how they're going to use the quilt top once it is quilted. Will it be a gift? Is it going to be something that's going to be used on a bed? Is it going to be something that's used when you're cuddling up and watching TV? Is it going to be used on a daily basis? Is it going to be hung on a wall? Is it going to be in a quilt show and you might want something a little more elaborate on it, something more heirloom? These are things that you need to consider before taking it to your quilter. And then when you are there, discussing all the different options with your quilter. Obviously, you need to think about price as well. If you are on a budget, please let your long arm quilter know that you are on a budget and that can they suggest to you what type of quilting might be best. So after I've gathered some information from my customer as to how they're going to utilize the quilt, then we go over the possibilities for quilting designs. Generally, if it's going to be utilized as an everyday quilt, a baby quilt or a lap quilt while watching TV, generally an edge-to-edge design tends to be a great way to go because that withstands the test of time. You could throw it in the washing machine, throw it in the dryer, and not have a problem. It will stand up and on an everyday basis. And the nice thing is that there is such a multitude of choices when it comes to picking a design for an edge-to-edge. You can go from floral to geometric to very organic straight line type quilting, just a basic meander as well. So there are the choices out there for edge-to-edge designs. So those are things that you want to consider. I literally have thousands of designs that I can choose from. Now, when choosing an edge-to-edge design, you also want to let your long-arm quilter know if you want the quilting to be dense, so you want the quilting to be close together, in other words, or if you like it to be a little more drapeable, so you want the quilting farther apart. These are things that all need to be considered. I tend to go scale the design to the size of the quilt if the quilter does not offer a preference either way. So I make it fit the size of the quilt. So if the quilt is larger, you can tend to go a little denser and you still get a drapeable effect. But if the quilt is small and you go with a dense quilting, it tends to be a little more stiff until you throw it in the washing machine. So those are also some things you need to consider when quilting your quilt. And if you are doing your quilt yourself, that's also something you want to consider. So another thing to consider when choosing an edge-to-edge design is that, do you want it floral? Is it a floral quilt? Do you want it more geometric? Is it for a man? Is it for a woman? These are some things you might not necessarily think of when you are giving that to a long arm quilter, but those are things that may matter in the end. Now, if you have a quilt that lends itself to being custom quilted, which is, by the way, more expensive to do, you want to also let your long arm quilter know that this is something that will be hung on a wall, or it's going to be cherished as a family heirloom for a long time to come. That way, the long arm quilter can appropriately choose designs to make it, to do a custom quilting job on this quilt top. Quilts that tend to lend themselves to custom quilting designs are quilts that have a large open areas. For instance, a double wedding ring quilt is a prime example of a quilt that might need a custom quilting design. Don't get me wrong, a double wedding ring quilt can be done with an edge-to-edge design. I have done them before that way because of budget constraints on my customer, and they have come out beautiful if an appropriate edge-to-edge design is used. But a double wedding ring, an Irish chain quilt, those are quilts that tend to lend themselves very nicely to custom quilting designs. And what I mean by custom quilting designs is where you would set in a particular motif into those large open areas. It may be a feather design, it may be a floral design, it may be a loopy design. The quilter might put some filler behind the design to raise the motif somewhat. They may do some stitch in the ditch around the block. There may be some sashing in the quilt, so they might do some intricate work in the sashing and cornerstones. They might do another design. Then they would do a whole separate border design. So that is what I mean by a custom quilt. You get multiple designs on your quilt top. And because it is more time consuming to do than an edge-to-edge design, it does cost more. In general, most quilters, it's probably about twice, maybe 2.5 times the cost of an edge-to-edge design, depending on where you're at. Most quilters charge around the same amount. Now, if you wanted an heirloom design, which definitely is more intense for the long arm quilter to do, the price may go up from there. It will take the quilter longer to do, and that way it does reflect a bigger price tag for it. So you have to consider your budget when it comes to that. Also, if your quilt is going into a show, please let the long arm quilter know that you will be showing it. You may want your thread, the quilting thread, tied and knotted and buried in the quilt rather than just a couple back tacks taken, which is normally the case when you may be doing an edge-to-edge design or a custom design. Quilters don't always knot and tie and then bury the quilt threads. So that is something that you definitely want to let your long arm quilter know, especially if it's going into a show and that is what is required for the quilt to really show and stand out well. So let's to sum up what I've been talking about, really consider what you want your quilt to look like in the end. Go on the internet. Look at, if your long arm quilter has a website, like I do, my website again is www.quiltworks.com, and go into the gallery if your quilter has a gallery and post photos of quilts that were done. You can get an example of what you might want your quilt to look like. Let your quilter know. definitely look through the internet for examples of what you would like. If you have a definite idea, the quilter should know ahead if you have a particular thread color choice, it's also a good idea for the quilter to know. I often get a lot of inspiration when I'm on the internet from various blogs as well. There are some very talented individuals in the quilting world that do their own quilting and do some fantastic jobs on their quilts. And it's nice to see on a quilt top that you may have quilted in the past a different style of quilting. There is a book that is a prime example of various types of quilting that can be done on the same quilt top. The book is titled Quilting Makes the Quilt. And in that book, you will see various examples of a particular quilt. For instance, like an Irish chain, they may have that quilt made up three different times, but quilted three different ways. And you certainly get three different outcomes. So the quilting does change the look of a quilt. So it is important to have some kind of idea of how you would like that quilt to look in the end. I hope all this information that I've given you today has given you a little bit more insight as to how to quilt your quilt. I think it is an important detail not to be missed with your long arm quilter. So have that discussion with your long arm quilter. Have some thoughts in your head. Search the internet. Look at your long arm quilter's gallery of photos. Look on blogs, get some ideas, and let your quilter know this is what you want. So, until next time, happy quilting. This is Jackie Kunkel. See you then.